The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in their presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Winston Churchill is quoted as saying, "All great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word: freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope." The message this weekend, which the church marks as Divine Mercy Sunday, if you think about it, is also very simple indeed. For the message of divine mercy is that God loves you and God loves me, and that God loves all people, and that he wants us to know that his love is greater than any of our sins, and that he wants us to call upon him with trust and to truly receive his mercy, and then allow it to flow through us towards other people, thus being merciful to one another. In 1931, while the world was still in the midst of the Great Depression, and the memories of World War I were very much alive in the minds of many Europeans, a very simple and poorly educated Polish nun is believed to have personally been visited by Jesus. You might recall her name. It is Sister Faustina. She kept a 600-page diary about these apparitions, these visits by Jesus. And her entries focus repeatedly on God's mercy and the call to accept God's mercy and to be merciful to others. They also focus on the need for conversion. And there is a call there also to trust in Jesus. In 2000, when she was canonized a saint by then Pope John Paul II, he proclaimed that the second Sunday of Easter would universally be known as Divine Mercy Sunday. You know, as you and I read the Gospels, it seems that Jesus never ever tires of showing mercy. It's evident in so many stories. We hear it in the story of the repentant thief at the crucifixion, or that lovely story of the woman caught in adultery. And here in our gospel this morning, we hear yet another one. For as we know, we meet Thomas, and Jesus mercifully witnesses to him. You see, he offers him a second chance, doing so by appearing yet again so that Thomas's doubt can be alleviated. And in the midst of this, let us not forget that Jesus did not just shower that mercy on Thomas or the others in the Gospels. No, Jesus showers you and me with mercy over and over again. As I thought about it, perhaps most often that mercy flows to you and me through the people around us. And perhaps it is most evident when we pause and remember all the people who love us despite all of our shortcomings. Amidst our families and friends, we know we are oftentimes at our best. And yet we also know that amidst them, sometimes we are truly at our worst. And in those moments, when they take us as that we are, and when they offer us forgiveness, surely you and I are touched by mercy. And similarly, we remember that God too takes us at our best. And yes, also when we are at our worst. And if we are willing to humble ourselves and come to him in the sacrament of confession, we will find that he is always ready to embrace us with his forgiveness and that extraordinary mercy. But through that experience of mercy, which comes to us through God and through others, something else is vital for our spiritual lives, and it can happen in the midst of that experience of mercy. That something, as we well know, is conversion. And I have come to see that conversion goes most profoundly and powerfully through those encounters you and I have of forgiveness and mercy. You see, when we are received through mercy, our hearts become softened. In the presence of mercy, if we're honest, we're better able to examine ourselves. Thus, we're better able to see our own shortcomings, our sins, our failures, our weaknesses, and our growing edges. But in the presence of mercy, we always need to take a very important step. The step two is a simple one. We simply need to try and change. That, we know, is at the very heart of that word conversion. Change. Yes, conversion is about change, but most importantly for you and me, it's about a change of heart. However, we also know that the change of heart and conversion, well, it rarely happens instantaneously for each of us. There's probably none of us, I would guess, that's had an experience like St. Paul. Rather, they are part of a process. And really, they're part of our lifetime work this side of heaven. You see, we do not magically become new people with all of our shortcomings left behind. Conversion is much more subtle and really much more revealing of God's mercy. In the process of a change of heart, our weaknesses do not somehow vanish, but in reality, they are transformed. For in the presence of God's mercy, you and I do not become perfect, not at all, but rather, as Sister Faustina witnessed, well, surely we become better. And hopefully, because of that, we can be merciful to one another.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus.